This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, October 18th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. More than 270 were killed and 300 people injured in Mogadishu, Somalia, Africa on Saturday in a double truck bombing that officials called one of the deadliest attacks to hit the capital since the Islamic insurgency began in 2007, reports the New York Times. The Associated Press quoted one nurse as saying staff members had seen, quote, unspeakable horrors, unquote, in a hospital where the smell of blood was strong. Psalm 37:9 says, "For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." North Korea warned that a, quote, nuclear war may break any moment, unquote, reports Fox News. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, said that North Korea was blowing a lot of hot air.
This is propaganda from the North Koreans. They're trying to intimidate those Americans who are capable of being intimidated, and unfortunately there are a large number of them. The threat in the region is North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That's what we've been grappling with unsuccessfully for 25 years. The idea that somehow we're responsible for it really is ludicrous.
The tech giant Apple removed a pro-life prayer app from its app store following backlash from pro-abortion advocates. Just another example of bias against Christian groups, reports Life News. Human Coalition's app, still available on the Google Play Store, displays a list of prayer requests, such as, quote, someone considering abortion in Dallas, Texas, unquote. When users signal with a swipe of their thumb that they've prayed for the situation, the app updates a daily tally of prayers. You can object by calling Apple at 408-996-1010. Tully Anchivagin, the grandson of evangelist Billy Graham, is openly regretting his transgressions after he lost his church and wife to an adultery scandal 2 years ago, reports the Christian Post. In a recent blog post, Chivagin admits he, quote, selfishly wrecked, unquote, his life. Now remarried, he wrote, quote, God gifted me with a family to care for, people to love, a high calling, a life-giving message, and a large platform to shout it from, and I blew it, unquote. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. While the A&E Duck Dynasty show has ended, the 71-year-old patriarch Phil Robertson is gearing up to star in a new politically incorrect show called In the Woods with Phil. It will air on a $99 per year digital service called CRTV. In 2013, Robertson was suspended from appearing on A&E when he spoke to GQ and called homosexuality a sin. According to Robertson, the media is ashamed of what he calls American values. He used gender as an example, telling The Hollywood Reporter, quote, most media are ashamed of America, its values, and just has an aversion to plain old common sense. What did I hear today? That a girl can now be a Boy Scout? The name is Boy Scout. How hard is that to understand? Unquote. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas has documented more bias at the New York Times in his latest hidden camera expose. New York Times senior homepage editor Des Shu, who is based in London, admits to the paper's left-leaning bias.
Our main stories are supposed to be objective. It's very difficult in this day and age to do that.
Why?
When you have something like a shark story, it's hard to portray, for instance, the president in a unbiased light when the words that are coming out of his mouth are apologetic toward white supremacists. Which is what they were. I feel like Trump is sort of an idiot in a lot of ways, just an oblivious idiot. I think one of the things that maybe journalists are thinking about is if we write about him, about how insane and crazy he is, and the ludicrous his policies are, then maybe people will read it and be like, oh wow, we should vote for him.
She also attacks Vice President Mike Pence, implying that his Christian beliefs make him unfit to lead.
If you're Christian, then you know, tends to come from that. Well, I think maybe possible worse. He's extremely religious.
Republican Roy Moore, known as the Ten Commandments judge, is surprisingly tied at 42% with Democrat Doug Jones in the U.S. Senate race set for December 12th in Deep Red, Alabama, reports Fox News. Moore's campaign prays that Christians across the country will get involved in his race. Elite British Special Forces snipers shot dead two Muslim terrorists who were holding knives to the throats of a Christian father and son following their refusal to convert to Islam near Mosul, Iraq, reports Christian Today. The event took place in July following the fall of Mosul, although details of it only began to emerge last week. Christians who refused to convert to Islam were being beheaded, according to the Daily Star. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.